Welcome to the Mighty Dragon and welcome back to Ali. Hello, Ali.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. We've had lots of technical meltdowns this morning, so just even conducting this podcast is a miracle in itself. So you
I'm
have.
complete technophobe as well.
Don't worry, don't worry. I think when updates happen, it tends to screw everything up, doesn't it? So it's meant to make your life easier, but it doesn't.
No.
So we decided to make this podcast about Jim Carrey. As we know, your favorite comedy film is Dumb and Dumber, and I'm really interested in Jim Carrey. There you go. You got your t-shirt there.
I am a diehard fan, yes.
Diehard fan there. And I'm really interested in Jim Carrey, obviously because he's a great actor, and also in his other side, which we'll get on to later in the second part of this podcast. But first of all, we're going to talk about the genius film Dumb and Dumber. Where do we start?
Where do you start? Well, okay, so it was made in 1994. And the writers were the Farrelly brothers. It was released in cinemas on the 7th of April 1995. So we're talking how many, 30 odd years ago now?
It's so long ago.
Yes.
Does
Oh my
Where did that
God.
time go?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's it doesn't, you know, when you watch it, it doesn't date. You know, well, for me, it doesn't date, but you know, no, it never dates, and the humor doesn't date either. So to think it's like nearly 30 years ago is just like mad.
Do you know what? I think it's that whole slapstick humor. It would just doesn't die, does it?
No.
It will always remain funny. Even
Yeah.
slapstick stuff like Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton and all of those guys, their
Yeah.
stuff is still really funny. And I
Yeah.
think Dumb and Dumber is just one more modern day example of a funny classic film that won't ever go out of fashion.
Yeah, it's like Laurel and Hardy. Still watch them, don't you? You know, and still it's still funny. You know, and of course, toilet humor gets me every time.
Which
You
brings
know,
me on to
I am really 54 years old.
is I was going to say, just off of toilet humor, is that your favorite scene?
What? It's just like we've all been there, haven't we?
Although you'd
It
hope someone
just.
hasn't spiked your drink or something
I
for you to
know,
get to that point.
but oh my God, it was just. I know, I remember seeing an interview with Jeff Daniels, and somebody said to him, this scene is either going to make your career or break it. And, you know, yeah. It just made it, and oh my God, it's just, I think it's so relatable, you know. And his stomach starts gurgling on the motorbike, and you think, oh no, oh no. I think it's a classic scene. The poor
I know. I thought it was interesting that Jim met his wife on there, his wife at the time.
yeah,
They got
Lauren
married, didn't
Holly,
they?
yeah, they did, yeah.
I thought that was very interesting. I really liked the dynamic between them two in the film, and obviously the dynamic between him and Jeff Daniels. And I think for this film, it was something very unusual for Jeff Daniels to do. Not so much Jim Carrey, but for Jeff Daniels, it seemed to be quite an unusual choice. But he wanted, I believe, to work with Jim Carrey so much, he just took a massive pay cut or something to have that opportunity to do that. So I think that says a lot about him as the integrity of that actor, of Jeff Daniels.
And like you say, their bond with each other was just, you know, I couldn't ever imagine anybody else being Harry Dunn, you know.
What's your favorite line or memorable line from it, do you think?
Do you know, I'm one of those really, really sad people that knows every single line before it even comes up. And, you know, there's so many fantastic funny lines in it, and you know, you just think, oh God, you know, like, but I think one of my favourites, it's got to be when Lloyd is trying to persuade Harry to drive him to Aspen to take the suitcase back to Mary Swanson. And so, he's trying to persuade him. And so he says, well, you just want me to drive you to Aspen, don't you? And Jim Carrey says, yeah, you know, I just want somebody to plug us into the social pipeline and all that. And Harry says, I don't know, Lloyd, you know, Aspen, the French are arseholes. It's so funny, you know, it's just, it's literally just full of the most hilarious lines. I could talk for hours about all my favourite lines, but that is just one of the, that's one of the funniest ones.
For me, I think one of the funniest moments is a complete Jim Carrey ad lib moment where he says, have you ever heard the most annoying sound in the world? And he goes, literally, you can see Jeff Daniels' face just, and it was completely ad-libbed. And I just think being on set with those two must have been absolutely hilarious. I just cannot imagine what the experience of working with Jim Carrey would be like. Can you imagine how
I'd love it that, you know,
his energy, like,
and he just comes out with these naturally funny things, doesn't he? Like, you know, that I'm going off topic now, but like that scene in Ace Ventura when he's got that bag of spinach, that bunch of spinach, and he goes, have I got something in my teeth? You know, and he dangles it in front of his face. You know, it's just hilarious.
I think as well, I watched Dumb and Dumber 2, their follow-up in 2014. And it seems a lot later than 2014, so I hope I said that correctly, but they did a second one, didn't they? And what did you think of that? Did you love that?
I actually liked it because there's another one that's a prequel, you know, because I've got the box set now. Of course I've got the box set. But I really liked it. And of course they've got is it Kathleen Turner who is in that one?
She plays
the ex-girlfrend, Frieda Felcher. I thought it was really funny, actually. And, you know, their old flat. So Harry's new flatmate is a crack dealer. He's making crack. And their cat is called Butthole.
Oh, God.
And it's so high on crack, it's swinging around on the fan in the middle of the... Oh, my God, it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Oh my God, I tell you, they still had that guy stroking that budgie, didn't they? The blind guy,
Petey,
doing that. Yeah, that was I thought that was quite good as well. And I really hope they do another one when they're really old men. Yeah. I hope they do. I would love that.
Do you remember that scene in Dumb and Dumber 2 when he tries to pull his catheter out?
Yeah. Oh, and he was lying all the time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Back
then. Yeah.
Like, that is
changing his nappy. And, oh my God.
Brilliant. Just, I love it.
It's so funny. So funny. Love it.
So with Jim Carrey, when we're looking at Jim Carrey, I've always found him an intriguing character, I would say. Mm. We've seen Slapstick, as I mentioned earlier, done so many times. We've got Laurel and Hardy, Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and all of those guys. But Jim, I felt, had a certain edge about him. And you could see through his career that he would go on to play characters like Andy Kaufman and all of those other deeper characters that he went on to play. And with Jim Carrey too, you can see on YouTube, especially, and I'll link a few below this blog, loads of inspirational speeches of his law of attraction speeches. He's very much into reality creation of yourself being able to create your own reality. And I think one of his most famous quotes is when he wrote out his $10 million check and he kept it in his pocket. And that was his pay packet, I believe, in Dumb and Dumber. He was on the Oprah show telling this story. I'll link that below. And he's very much into that. And I feel that from his career, you've got Ace Ventura, you've got The Mask, Cable Guy, Dumb and Dumber, Batman Forever, Liar Liar, The Truman Show, could go on and on and on and on. However, where it seemed like as his career just completely skyrocketed, it actually, he himself kind of stripped away behind that slapstick character and actor to the real core of himself. And he, I don't know, one of my favorite appearances of his is nothing to do with any of his films or TV work. It's actually a shot of him at the New York Film, not New York Film Festival, it was the New York Fashion Week.
And yes.
Lady, she was so over the top, and she was like, "Hi, Jim, you're here. And what are you looking forward to?" Or something like that. And he just said, "Do you know what? I just wanted to come to the most pointless thing I could find, and this is it." And you could tell her face was like, "What?" Like, and I was like, "Good on you, Jim. There should be more people like this in the world." And I feel like he is someone who's potentially hit depression and come out of it the other side quite an evolved, enlightened character himself. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this happens often, doesn't it, with brilliant comedians. Is that they suffer from very severe depression.
Peter Sellers, and John Cleese.
And Tony Hancock, you know.
Tony Hancock,
I think he's had such periods of terrible depression that, and then come out of it. And I think so he's developed that sense of awareness, hasn't he? That extra sense of awareness. And I did read actually where he said that he can, although he's had several bouts of depression during his life, he has actually learnt now more to cope with it. So, and I understand that totally, because having had depression myself since I was a child, I can relate to that. You do learn how to manage it better the older you get, I think.
Right.
So, but I think he was possibly quoted as saying that he now finds it a little bit easier to cope, you know, to manage it, you know, the older you get. But his speeches are just fascinating.
Yeah, phenomenal.
I didn't actually realise I didn't know about them until you mentioned it to me, and then so I was sort of like on YouTube, you know, really just going through all these speeches. And he said that, you know, like when his dad lost his job, I think when he was early 50s, wasn't he, his dad, and they had to live in a trailer for a while. And so he said, The times I've gone out into a cornfield, into the middle of a cornfield, he said, and asked the universe for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the 10,000, was it 10, not 10, 10
million.
10,000,
yeah.
10 million. No, you wouldn't do it for 10,000, would you? 10 million, yeah. That was amazing.
I think as a young actor, he probably did pursue the whole fame route, but it really doesn't define him as a person. And I think that really comes across with him. He's very grounded. And for that statement, although it just seemed like a flyaway comment at the New York Fashion Week, I think it really said something about the state of humanity, just how vain and just pointless a load of this stuff is, where we should be really buckling down to the real human side of us, you know, like helping other people and stuff. You know, I could go on for it forever about this.
Me too.
With Jim, I think he'll continue to be a really great actor in loads of different things, but I think for me, Jim Carrey is more than that. He's more, to me, he's a bit like Russell Brand. I think him and Russell Brand have gone kind of down the same route. And I feel with Russell Brand is that he had beaten his addictions and everything. Mm. And he's now like giving talks on YouTube. May not be up everyone's street, to be fair, or everyone's cup of tea, but I find them so interesting, and they're so deep and knowledgeable. And he, like,
yeah,
you know, and I just find that this side much more interesting. Although I obviously love Jim's work and everything, but I feel like he's got such a message to give, you know, his audience and his fans and everything. And also, yeah, you're going to get people who expect him to be just like this slapstick person anyway, and he's really not like that. He's very deep, you know. Yeah, he's a very deep person, and that's probably, yeah, only just one side of him, you know.
Yeah he does. I know what you mean by sort of when you think of Jim, you think, yeah, of Lloyd Christmas, don't you? And then,
yeah,
and then Ace Ventura, and, you know,
yes,
but he's done some really good serious roles as well. Really, yeah, good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
almost to the point where you think, is that really Jim Carrey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, this picture I have here is just, to me, this is him rather, yeah, than the old Jim. I would, yeah, say this is the person, I think, you know, like, this is a glimpse of possibly the real Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
the real person. Yeah. Yes. What did you see the film about Andy Kaufman and the actual documentary?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's another couple of films that he's been in, and he was flipping amazing. The number 23. Have you seen that? That's a serious film.
Oh, I'm going to go and check that out, though.
Check that out.
Yeah.
And the other one that stands out for me is I Love You, Philip Morris. You ever seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. And Ewan McGregor is his partner in it. Oh, my goodness me. It is such a good film.
Yeah. I do need to see more of his serious work. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part comedy, but partly serious. And it is about a guy that was embezzling lots of companies, you know. And Ewan McGregor is McGregor,
yes,
is his partner in it. But it's a fantastic film. And I think that's based on fact, I think. I Love You, yeah, Philip Morris, it's called. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic.
That's the Jim, I think, that behind you now is the real, the, yeah, real Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to sort of have a really good chat with him, wouldn't it? And, you know, yeah, about sort of, you know, stuff that matters, really.
Life. And I can, yeah.
Yeah. Because I can totally understand where he's coming from when he went to, what was it, the fashion, whatever, you know, that is the most... The fashion world is probably one of the most vacuous, shallow, and narcissistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I hope he just turns up at other stuff like that and just, yeah, says those things as well. Yeah. And I just, God, so much respect to him for that, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I bet they thought, wow, we've got a great big celebrity on here now. And, you know, yeah, what's he going to be looking at? Actually, yeah, nothing.
Actually, nothing, really.
Fuck all, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to put the explicit tag on this podcast. But a lot of respect to Jim for that and for everything, yeah, he stands for,
yes, as a person.
So I just, this was going to be a very quick podcast today because I'm heading off to Cornwall. So I'm going to be packing up and jumping in a tent for a few days and just
getting
away from it all. So
are you going kayaking?
Yes, we'll be kayaking around St Michael's Mount. Yeah
Oh, I love it there. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
so
beautiful,
yeah,
down there. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gonna be super exciting and we're all looking forward to it, so yeah.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, have, yeah, a fantastic time, because it is,
yeah,
nature wise you can't get better.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Big thanks to Ali for joining me on this podcast, and see you soon on the Mighty Dragon.